It was my fate to attend two high schools, and in many ways, that was the making of me, or perhaps the unmaking. My first was Glendale High in Glendale, California. It was a large school, well over 3,000 students, and I can't remember ever fitting in. I was pizza-faced and awkward, not really rich enough for the cool kids, not really smart enough for the truly geeky crowd. I remember it as a painful time. Halfway through my junior year, my father accepted a new assignment on Vandenberg Air Force Base, and I ended up attending Rigetti High in Santa Maria, California. Rigetti was smaller by half compared to Glendale, and it was decidedly more rural. I can't remember seeing any future Farmers of America in Glendale, but at Rigetti, they were a large and influential school faction. I could hardly have got off to a worse start at Rigetti. For some reason, lost to me now, I thought it would be a good idea to wear my Glendale Letterman's jacket on my first day, and that didn't win me any friends. But despite that, I came to be accepted at Rigetti in a way that I had never previously experienced. I was a legitimate sports star, which helped, but, more than that, I also moved easily with Rigetti's social elite. I somehow learned to shed my awkwardness. And I was well-rounded and adept in other ways. I held office, dated, wrote for the school paper, and was even on the academic decathlon team. So what is the point of this self-aggrandizing memoir? Well, for me it was a profound and early lesson in the fluidity of personality. I wasn't really different when I moved to Santa Maria, but the setting I found myself in certainly was. And that was enough, somehow, for me to become a different person. I derived at least two lessons from this. First, setting matters. In retrospect, Glendale just wasn't my kind of town. It's a suburb of Los Angeles, smoggy and sprawling, and I have never felt the slightest urge to visit there again. I hated it when I lived there, and I was glad to leave. Had I not left, I think I might still be shy and awkward. Second, I learned that I had at least two personalities in me. I'm not suggesting that I suffer multiple personality disorder. I'm suggesting that we all suffer multiple personality disorder, and that suffer isn't really the right word. Put another way, I came to believe that personality isn't really intrinsic. Rather, personality is a complex interaction between our innate gifts and sensitivities and beliefs and our current geographical region and social milieu. For example, I was a humorless, self-righteous man when I was a Christian cultist, and I was a reasonably sophisticated cosmopolite during the 2 years I lived in San Francisco. Same guy, different settings. So as it turns out, I have several personalities. It all depends on where you find me. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.